This podcast is brought to you by IBM. IBM servers, storage, and services help you optimize power consumption to improve data center efficiency and save money. To learn more, go to ibm.com/takebackcontrol/efficiency.
What customers should expect is to be able to triple their asset utilization, to go from 8% utilization to 40%, 60% utilization of server resources, to go from 20% storage utilization to 60, 70% storage utilization, to be able to provision new resources, not in hours, but in minutes, literally in minutes, to eliminate 80% or more of the outages that occur today inside these much more rigid and inflexible infrastructures, to be 40% or more energy efficient than they are today, to reduce the floor space within the data center by as much as 80%, and to reduce the disaster recovery time by as much as 85%.
That's Rich Lechner of IBM talking about the efficiency and savings the data center managers can realize from new technologies like virtualization and consolidation. And he's addressing an issue that's very much on the minds of IT managers these days as data centers face crushing new pressures. Energy costs are rising, data storage and processing demands are growing, and businesses of all sizes are being called upon to be more flexible and more scalable to meet the demands of globalization. Hi, my name is Paul Gillen, and welcome to this IBM Innovations podcast on optimizing IT. In a moment, we'll speak with Rich Lechner, Vice President of Marketing and Strategy within the Enterprise Systems Group at IBM. He'll tell us about a brand new initiative called the New Enterprise Data Center. It articulates a set of technologies and practices that can deliver dramatic cost savings while also improving data center efficiency. These aren't just blue sky benefits. IBM has been re-architecting its global data centers as a proof of concept. And Rich will talk about the dramatic cost and efficiency improvements that the company is seeing in his own operations. So, Rich, why don't you start by telling us what factors are putting pressures on your clients' infrastructures today?
First of all, there's a set of cost and service delivery issues, the rising cost of systems and networking operations, the exploding amount of data and information that's coming into the data center, the rising cost of energy, the inability to dissipate heat in the data center or to get more power into the data center, increasing amount of environmental compliance and governance mandates, emphasis on security of data, resiliency, 24/7 availability, and the need for globalization. And on top of that, you see some very exciting new disruptive technologies that need to be harnessed for the business benefit. These include things like real-time data streams, information as a service, Web 2.0, virtual worlds, virtualization. And so customers are wrestling with these operational issues and these new technology opportunities. And the result is tremendous pressure on the data center as it's known today.
Now, IBM has defined a vision for the new data center. What are some of the key technology underpinnings of this new model?
Well, we call this new vision the New Enterprise Data Center. And it's based on three fundamental principles. First, a set of new economics enabled through virtualization with optimized systems and networks to break the lock between IT resources and business services. Secondly, the notion of rapid service delivery enabled through service management that provides visibility, control, and automation to deliver quality service at any scale. And scale is incredibly important here because this new data center needs to scale from hundreds of systems to potentially tens of thousands of systems. And then finally, it's about an enterprise data center that's aligned with business goals, a real-time integration of transactions and information and analytics, and delivery of IT as a service.
Now, one of the key technologies to your vision is virtualization. How does virtualization fit into a more flexible data center?
First of all, virtualization can help through the simplification of the environment. By allowing customers to consolidate lightly utilized systems, they can reduce the number of physical devices in their environment. But taking virtualization a step further to the idea of pooling of resources or aggregation to allow for resources to be shared and create a shared, more flexible infrastructure. If you move beyond resource virtualization to thinking about application, service virtualization, network virtualization, you can deliver a far more dynamic, integrated enterprise. The distributed computing era had a side effect of fragmenting the enterprise, creating these islands of computing and these puddles of data. Virtualization provides the enabling technology to reintegrate the enterprise and create a shared, flexible, dynamic infrastructure.
Now, I think we can assume that this is not just a technology challenge. It also will impact governance and processes, too. How are those affected?
As customers move to this notion of a shared environment, there are very profound impacts, not only on technology, but on people skills and processes. It's important that there's standardization in this environment, that there's a whole different set of disciplines and processes required in a shared infrastructure than there is in an environment that's characterized by isolated, dedicated resources where an application owner or department has their own dedicated physical assets. In a shared environment, the way you do performance management or change management is fundamentally different. It also requires different people skills, more focus on IT business analysts as opposed to operations and doing break-fix analysis. It's important to have industry standards in this environment because that allows for this flexibility and this sharing of resources and this breaking of the binding between the business processes and the underlying physical infrastructure.
You're talking about some fairly significant architectural changes here. Is this a gradual migration or is this an all-or-nothing deal?
It absolutely is a sort of stage migration. We define three stages of adoption in moving to this new enterprise data center. The first is simplified. It's taking this very complex, distributed, lightly utilized, highly intertwined infrastructure and simplifying it through the use of optimized systems, through consolidation and virtualization within a single system to reduce the number of devices that you have and to improve the utilization of those assets. Secondly, it's about shared. The second stage is called shared, creating a shared resource environment where you begin to pool assets and you take similar physical resources and create pools that are well-managed and virtualized. And then finally, dynamic, where these pools of resources interact with each other using a service orientation in a cloud-like fashion.
And from customers and your own experience, what are the benefits that CIOs can expect to see?
What customers should expect is to be able to triple their asset utilization, to go from 8% utilization to of server resources to 40%, 60% utilization of server resources, to go from 20% storage utilization to 60, 70% storage utilization, to be able to provision new resources, not in hours, but in minutes, literally in minutes, to eliminate 80% or more of the outages that occur today inside these much more rigid and inflexible infrastructures, to be 40% or more energy efficient than they are today, to reduce the floor space within the data center by as much as 80%, and to reduce the disaster recovery time by as much as 85%. We have customers who we've had the opportunity to work with along these different stages of adoption, simplified, shared, service-oriented. We've been doing this for a number of years, and we've got real customers with real business results that are on this order of magnitude. In fact, IBM itself has also been going through a transformation. And so over the past number of years, we have consolidated our data centers from 155 data centers down to 7. We've gone from 80 web hosting centers down to 5, from 31 independent fragmented networks down to 1. In the course of that, we've reduced our operational costs by $1.5 billion per year. Last year, we announced Project Big Green. That was one step along this continuum. And as part of Project Big Green, we committed to double our compute capacity by the year 2010 without increasing our consumption of energy or our environmental impact as measured by CO2 emissions. And so that's another proof point internally of what we're accomplishing.
Well, Rich, do you have to have a big data center to see these kinds of payoffs?
Well, certainly the issues are more pronounced in large enterprises because of the degree of fragmentation and the complexity that's built up over the years through mergers and acquisitions and through the move to distributed computing. How, having said that, the benefits that we're seeing are applicable to customers of all sizes, whether you're talking about the energy benefits or the increase in utilization of assets or the flexibility that will result from moving to this sort of a highly dynamic, highly shared new enterprise data center.
How widespread is this move to the new data center now? Are you doing a lot of client engagements?
That's a great question. You know, IBM's had the privilege of working with over 10,000 customers in helping them create these simplified or shared environments. We've worked with over 1,000 customers in what we would sort of characterize the dynamic stage in a service-oriented fashion. Gartner is suggesting that more than 70% of the world's global 1,000 organizations are going to have to modify their data center facilities significantly during the next 5 years. So we think that this is a very pervasive issue, one that requires a lot of attention around the world and companies of all sizes and in every industry. And we've had the opportunity to work with quite a few customers already, so we have a lot of experience. We've got proven methodologies, proven processes for implementation, and offerings that can add a lot of value.
Is IBM doing this alone, or are you working with partners?
It's absolutely critical that IBM approach the marketplace with a ecosystem of partners in a very collaborative fashion, because that's what customers are demanding, open industry standards to solve these very complex problems. And so we've got a very robust set of partners that are embracing the vision that we've articulated here from across the industry. And these partners include, just for example, at the networking level, folks like Cisco, Juniper, and Brocade. At the virtualization level, people like VirtualIron, VMware, Novell. At the operating system level, Red Hat and Microsoft. And in the, at the infrastructure level, people like Eaton and Emerson. So as you can see, a very robust set of partners at all layers of the infrastructure.
Finally, Rich, how would you say customers should get started on this journey?
First of all, assess where you are today. Are you in the simplified stage, a shared, or service-oriented? Determine what the best starting point is. Begin with a strategic roadmap for data center transformation. Think about your most critical operational issues. Are they around green computing or business resiliency or security or service performance? And then leverage some of the experience that IBM has to offer based on other client engagements. We have case studies, implementation patterns, and blueprints. We have an architected approach with world-class technologies and products. Thanks again for your time today.
And thank you, Rich Lechner, Vice President of Marketing and Strategy in Enterprise Systems at IBM. Rich just outlined the new Enterprise Data Center initiative from IBM that achieves dramatic cost savings and efficiency improvements through the use of new technologies and governance principles. Until next time, I'm Paul Gillen.